have you ever heard it called anything?
No.
Did they ever take it and maybe take some thin white cloth or something and put it in there?
A cheesecloth? Yes.
And is that how you did it?
Yes.
What was it? What did you call it then? You call it just that?
Cheesecloth.
I mean that kind of cheese.
We just said white cheese.
Did you ever hear it called salsa or something like that?
No.
Salsa or salsa?
No.
Just always.
What word is salsa? Is it an Italian word or something?
No, I just heard it here in Zapata. For that kind
queso
of cheese.
Salsa?
What is salsa?
Salsa means sauce.
Now, sauce, no. Did you make sauce to put on the cheese?
Could be that they use a red sauce. There's a very good red sauce you use.
Is it sweet or peppery? Hot?
You can use both.
And they put it on the cheese?
Yes. You can either use sweet, like piloncillo, made out of sugar cane, or you can use that red hot sauce.
And they put either one on that cheese?
Yes.
And eat it like that?
Yes.
Sounds very good. Well, did you ever see someone milk cows, or did you ever?
Yes. I have never milked cows. I've seen them milk cows.
What's the first thing they do with the milk after they get it?
The very first milk you throw away.
You do?
My children are doing this to each other all the time. The very first, and then you put it in a pail.
What do you do after you get a pail full?
You bring it home. They bring it home, and I run it through a cheesecloth.
What does that do? Running it through the cloth does what to it?
It's supposed to remove all the particles.
So you call that doing what to it?
Straining it. So coriander, you can also put it to a coriander.
Oh, really? That would do it to you?
Yes.
Why is that? What do you do with that?
You'd be surprised how many particles are there.
What are the particles?
Pieces of wood, pieces of just about anything in the air. For some reason in the milk, because it's white, they'll be anywhere. But in the milk you really notice.
So that gets all that out. What do you do with that stuff?
I throw it away.
And do you ever cook anything as a dessert, like in a deep dish, and you maybe put a layer of dough, sweet dough, and then some fruit like apples or peach, and then another
like
layer?
A cobbler? Yes.
You make this?
Yes.
How do you make them?
We layer whatever we want. We usually use peaches.
Tell me how you make it.
We can either use graham crackers or pie dough and layer it with fruit. We use fresh fruits and just a little bit of cornstarch just to thicken it.
And what do? You
put another layer and another.
How many layers?
As big as the dish will hold.
So
like
that,
3, 4, not more.
And then what do you do with it then?
We eat it with whipped cream. We cook it, bake it.
And do you call the whipped cream anything? Do you ever make a sauce or anything out of it? With cream and nutmeg and sugar?
No.
But you would make something like that for the cheese?
Yes.
Do you ever make that cheese? That white
no.
cheese? What do you call food that your children might come in and eat something between meals?
Like a snack? Yes.
And what do you drink water in?
Glasses.
And if you drop one of those, they'll do what?
If you drop what one?
One of these.
It would break.
And if you have pancakes or something for breakfast, what do you put on them?
Syrup and butter.
Would you ever use anything else? What if you had bread? Would you have something sweet to put on the bread besides syrup?
Like a preserve or marmalade? Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's another kind of a preserve or marmalade?
Jelly?
Do you use that very much?
No, we use marmalade.
Why is that?
I like the ones they sell in Hickory Farms. That's the only one we use.
What about, is there something like syrup that would be thicker and black, sort of maybe sweet?
Like molasses? Yes, but I wouldn't use it.
What do they use that for?
I don't know.